During the Acts of Faith Festival, theaters are tasked with presenting productions that foster thought and conversation. The Last Days of Judas Iscariot, presented by Henley Street Theater and Richmond Triangle Players, does just that. The play takes you into a courtroom in an area of purgatory called Hope, where Judas is being tried for his betrayal of Jesus. Neither the court nor the witnesses in this trial are typical, as you would probably imagine. Some are stuck in limbo, awaiting their own verdicts as to whether they will spend eternity in heaven or hell, while others participating in the trial traveled to purgatory to give their opinions of Judas and his actions. The play uses current references and historical figures such as Mother Teresa, who in this case looks the other way when less than saintly donors slip her money, Sigmund Freud, who weighs in on Judas's mental state, and Satan, whose explosive personality brings a special energy to the production. The multi-layered play raises questions not only about faith and forgiveness, but also about the dichotomy of life. Is everything good or evil? Is life about mercy or free will? Are beliefs based on spirituality or history? Is what we read the absolute truth? The play contains colorful street lingo that is laced with obscenities, most notably from Saint Monica, Diana Carver, whose street smart, hip-hop attitude and rapper-like vocabulary draws some of the largest laughs of the night. Logan Bennett deserves praise for his portrayal of Judas, who stays in a catatonic state of despair for the majority of the play, except for flashback scenes that give you a sense of his inner conflicts. Notable performances include David Clark's comical take on the ingratiating prosecutor who gets great pleasure in sparring with Jenny Maharg, Judas's lawyer. Maharg is also quite effective in her role, as is Jonathan Conyers, a juror, who recounts the sins of his life. Christopher Dunn is delightful in his role as the gruff, cynical judge, and Vinny Gonzalez has great fun with Satan's sadistic charms. Because of the language in the play, The Last Days of Judas Iscariot isn't for younger audiences. It is, however, for anyone who enjoys being challenged in thought and theory. While it's not a laugh-a-minute type of play, it has its moments of hilarity. It's definitely a great contribution to the Acts of Faith Festival. The play runs through March 19th at Richmond Triangle Players Theater. For JoanTuppence.com, this is Joan with One Woman's View.